Good morning. It is 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from the city of Coffeyville. We have Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker joining us ahead of tonight's meeting. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Excellent. Good morning.
Good deal. It's Fair Week.
It's Fair Week. You know, if you want to come to a rodeo, you can come to our meeting. I think it will be a rodeo tonight. It's probably more entertaining to go out and see the bull riding tonight. That's where I'd recommend. But if you're interested, there is an alternative.
Very good. So what do we have coming up on the agenda?
Yes. All right. Well, we've got a little bit longer agenda than we've had the last few weeks. So I'm going to go quick on some of these items and a little bit more in detail on the others. But on our consent agenda, we need to change a quick claim deed change to reflect a legal description of some property on Gibson Street that we're trying to build on. Our Coffeyville Municipal Electric, we want to do a mutual aid agreement with the Municipal Electric System of Oklahoma. We have mutual aid agreements with lots of organizations, which just means that when there's disasters, they commit to help us, we can commit to help them, put resources in that. We have two public hearings. The first is on neighborhood revitalization, which is property tax rebates for people that have new builds and in different increments, and that's being proposed for the entire community, not just certain areas. The next public hearing is about applying for a CDBG grant, $300,000 for rehabilitating homes and demoing homes. It's a pretty cool state program. You can get in and support people that need that revitalization in their home or even find some homes that can be tore down. So the match on that is purely we take care of any of the environmental costs. If we're like tearing down a house, you have to get in there and do some of the environmental. So it's a pretty great program we can get and help people in town. New business. CRMC has nominated a new board member. That process is they bring it to the city commission, and the commission can approve or deny that board member. They can also just stay silent. If they're silent for over 30 days from that notification, it's just an automatic. So they will come in this evening to share their nomination. Next in new business, we have the application of a RHID. Rather, it's a housing needs assessment or analysis that's going to go along with that. But an RHID is essentially the developer of houses, and this is specifically the one in downtown, can have some benefits on the incremental increase in property tax for something that's new development. So next on here, we've got our water bonds. So I wanted to just take a second to talk about this. Last night, I think it was about 3:20 in the morning, I got a phone call, give me a heads up on the condition of our water plant, our water treatment plant. We were losing water rapidly. At the time, we were at about 4 foot, 6 inches or so, which when we get to 3 foot, we have major issues. People are going to lose pressure, may not have water, might have to talk about boiling. So staff had come out at 12:30. There had been a major drop at the plant, which essentially means there's a leak somewhere. And so they started searching. We had Steve Smith, Jason Matney, Ryan Robson, all out looking. Later, I think Michael Gates came in. I called and talked to dispatch about deploying one of our drones to see if we could help support that. Talked to Lieutenant Randall. She got her team on it. We had a lot of people. And this is the amazing thing about local government and people who are from here and live here, and they're waking up 12:30. They're out working in the dark, trying to make sure that we can all wake up in the morning and that faucet still turns on. We can still drink that water. So it is amazing. A big thank you to everyone involved this morning. They got out there. We found it. It was a 10-inch line. That's a lot of water in a leak. We were able to isolate that leak, get it taken care of, and around 5 a.m. our reservoirs were filling back up. And so residents have no idea that we have people out there making sure that they have clean water.
And so what part of town was that in where the leak was?
That is, I'll tell you right here, North Old Grant Street. I believe it actually moves out into the county at that point. It's very wooded. I think they referred to it last night in my messages as a jungle. Very difficult to get in there. Early 24, I believe we had a massive leak as well. I think it even turned into a boil order, if I recall, before I got here. And it was around the same location. And so I'm bringing this up because items 3 and 4 is our water bond to get approved. That's about a $9 million bond. That's going to go and do some immediate upgrades into our water plant. That's going to help us start a trajectory of replacing our water lines, right? We're to the point we've had 5 miles of water lines in 25 years replaced. We've got to do better than that. We've got to keep our infrastructure up. And so when people look at their water rates that went up, and they can get very frustrated by that, and we understand that, but it's going towards the infrastructure that's needed to continue to deliver people clean, fresh water.
Very good.
That's what that bond's for.
And it's really just good that, you know, the city was able to spring in action and, you know, didn't require efforts by folks to conserve, thankfully. I mean, one of the silver linings, I guess, being overnight, the water usage was probably a lot lower during that overnight time.
It is. And, you know, one of the major things we do, we contact John Deere, CVR, we advise them of the situation. So some of the really large users, and we're like, hey, you got to slow down your use. Many of them are 24-hour operations. And so, you know, there are community partners, businesses as well, that come in and contribute to that to try to lower that and limit that.
Sure. Very good. Well, okay, so that's takes care of, looks like, most of the items on the agenda, except when it comes to maybe that big one that kind of revolves around this continuing data center discussion.
Yeah, data centers. So first, we had a information session last week, very well attended at the Boys and Girls Club, probably about 150 people. I think we put 120 chairs out, and we had the bleachers in the back. And so I was just very appreciative of so many people that were willing to come out and share both their support and their concerns. And ultimately, I thought it was a great meeting. You know, it's not trying to give kudos or anything to myself. It's difficult to stand there when people have frustrations and articulate those. But city commissioners were all there. Myself, Chris Weiner, Montgomery County Action Council, we are there to answer those questions. And we can't answer questions if people don't ask them. So we really appreciate everybody showing up. I think two interesting themes that came out of that information session, and we'll be talking a little bit about these tonight as well. First, people were saying, you know, Ben, you said you're not the expert, so we should really just slow down. We should do a moratorium, 12 months. Let's slow down. And so two things along that. First, we've been researching this at different levels for 2 years. I got here in June of 24. It's a little bit longer than 2 years now. And we're talking to data centers. And so there was just a lot of effort and work. We had a lot of turnover in leadership at our electric department, as well as myself and some other leaders in the city. So we had a lot to learn about how our electric operates, what our agreements are with GRDA and SPP. And so we've been doing that for a long time. Then the data centers really started pushing hard beginning of this year. And so, you know, we're nearly 8 months into these conversations with these data centers, and what do they want? And us pushing back and inspecting, and we've told many of them no. And then the last 45 days, we've gotten much closer where we're hearing what we want from them. And now it's time to, that we need to make a decision. What are we going to do? And so, again, that's been a 2-year process. If you really want to shrink that and say, well, how long have you just really specifically been talking to these data centers? It's 8 months, and then just the last 45 days of them pushing, like, we're ready for a decision. So now we have to decide what the future is. And so tonight at commission meeting, I'm adapting a little bit of what I have on the agenda. What I've been telling people is, we have the proposals, we're going to show up, and I'm going to ask commission to pick one, and then we'll go and do our transmission line study. I'm going to switch that. I'm going to ask commission not to pick any of them. We have 4 proposals that we've posted online. I received one late yesterday. We need to put that up too. What I'm going to ask commission to do is allow us to do the SPP study. I need the study, whether it's a data center that wants load, whether it's John Deere that wants to increase, or the nitrogen fertilizer plant, any business in town, or any other industry that wants to come and use a lot of electricity. I need that study regardless. Now, I'd like to do it on the back of someone else, not the city, not the taxpayers. It's about $120,000. So what I'm going to propose to commission is we go to all of these data centers that are proposed and get money from all of them with no commitment. And we go and pay for this study, we'll still get those results back. Now, back to the timeline. I expect that's going to take about 5 months. early on, 8 months ago, they were telling us 90 days for the study. It's now moved to, it takes 120 days. On top of that, it's probably going to take us 30 days to get four or five different businesses commitments that they want to pay $20,000, $30,000 into this study. So there's another 5 months on top of the other 8 months we spent, or really the 2 years that we've spent. When that SPP study comes back, then we're much closer to decision time. So in that 5 months, we can drill down on these proposals. Who are these people? What do they really want? Is it agreeable to us? We can shrink that pool over the course of that 5 months. And when that SPP study comes back, if there truly is available electric, which we believe we have around 40 megawatts here in town, then we can go to the next step. So tonight, there hasn't been any decision on a data center coming. It's not been in the agenda at all. It was, let's pick one and keep talking to them. I'm going to ask commission not to pick one and just let's do the study and we'll keep visiting with them. So I'm hoping that people ask about this time. They're seeing that we're willing to give up on some of these. One, we've spent a lot of time. We're willing to keep spending time to make sure that we're going to do it right. The next thing is this idea of not being the expert. So Montgomery County Action Council, Melissa Johnson, was at our information session. She stood up there and spoke with me. And they, in the last week, went down to Pryor to talk to the experts. So we have the experts very close to us. The Google data center down there, and what is that, the Mid-American Industrial Park, has been there for 20 years now. It is the second largest data center in the country. They're doing a add-on right now, so it will turn into the largest in the country shortly. And so we've got an amazing case study. We can talk to the chamber down there. We can talk to the industrial park, who actually is the one that is required to monitor the water that goes back into the river. We can talk to the city. It's not in the city, but the city's benefited from it. It's near them. And we can talk to the county. So we have the experts. I've been reaching out to them. Melissa Johnson went down and talked to them. And so maybe we can get some of them to come up and listen to and hear from our residents. Some interesting things about that. There's around 250 million gallons of water that Google, after they've taken it, they clean it themselves and they put it back into the Neosho River. Now, the EPA, the Oklahoma version of the EPA here in Kansas, it's KDHE, I'm not sure what it's called in Oklahoma, and the industrial park are all permitted to watch, not permitted, they have permits, they give permits to make sure that we're not putting things back into the river that are problematic. We have that here in town too. Bartlett Bean Plant is the most recent example where they've got those kind of permits.
Yeah, well, any industry, there's oversight on that.
Absolutely. So there's government oversight. It's happening down there at a way larger scale than even what we're considering here. We're small. That's a hyper, right? The other thing that's interesting, I was just actually reading this before I walked in here. The Cherokee Nation just completed a child daycare center right there in the industrial park. About $27.5 million of an investment. The industrial park gave them, I think, 12 acres, and they built a child care center. It's been there 20 years. If there was major concern, I'm not sure you'd do that. And so maybe they'd have something different to say, and so I want to reach out to them as well and see how that's going for them. The other thing that's right across the street from the industrial park and the data center is 140 luxury apartments. So if we're looking at the experts and we're looking near us, the things that we hear on social media and the things I'm seeing are a little bit different. So yes, we want to talk to the experts. We've engaged with them. We've gone down there and we'll continue to use their advice. And what everybody is telling us is make sure you get the data center to pay for everything, which that's our intent, and make sure it's you have those things in guarantee agreements, which we do that today for our high load users in town. And so we will continue.
Well, it really seems like just, you know, from our perspective, I think you and the city have been very transparent in, you know, what does this process look like and, you know, what are our goals? Because I think at the end of the day, we really need to realize that we are together in this. We want what is best for the city. And I think that you have been very open about saying, you know, we really need to do this due diligence, which I think you are, about trying to figure out every aspect of this. Is this going to be a net positive or a negative for our community? And trying to allay these different concerns, because yes, people have talked about, you know, we've brought up the topic of the noise, you know, the water usage, the electricity usage. And I think that all those really can be looked at and, you know, taken care of in a very, you know, timely manner. That's I think just we've had a lot of those different concerns, but I feel like, you know, you've been able to talk with folks, and I know that you are able to talk with folks if they do have additional concerns.
Yeah, everybody's more than welcome to come and visit with me in person. Of course, you can come to the commission meeting and have conversations. I get emails and phone calls from both sides, you know, absolute no's, some worried, what's more information, some absolute yeses. We really are kind of all over the board on that. One of the things I'll say, and I've said this from the beginning, how Coffeyville is different. We're different than places with Evergy or private power. You know, the KCC regulates these private electric companies in the state. And there's some things that people like that they've done. There's some things they don't like in these protections and regulations. We don't report to the KCC. So our five commissioners are that authority. They can create that set of rules that people feel comfortable about. Is it about a noise ordinance? We can go in and talk about the decibels we will allow. Water use, electric use, from their rates, all of that. There's no arbitrary, they're going to just get something. We and the commissioners, when I say we, make those decisions on what those agreements will be, and we'll approve or deny those.
Well, it really seems like the city kind of has the upper hand, if you will, in a lot of these negotiations.
Not only do we have the upper hand, my experience so far, and I'm talking, you know, over a dozen data centers I'm talking about, they're basically saying, what do you want? We will give it to you. You don't want us to get the property tax rebate? Fine, we won't do it. You want to have a 10-year agreement? Great. You want some money up front? Great. You want us to build the substation? Great. That's been the conversation so far. Now, we're going to continue those conversations. We're not just going to go pick a data center tonight and move forward. We're going to let's keep having conversations about their proposals. What do they really want? And keep boiling down to make sure we're going to choose the one that is most compatible with what our residents want and what's best for them.
Very good. Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker, anything else as we wrap up today?
Head out to the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. They got a brand new livestock arena. It's beautiful. A lot of great work, great people out there.
It's going to be a great time, sir. We appreciate you joining us. Again, always good to chat, and I know we're going to continue this discussion. I think that's the healthiest thing we can do as we move forward.
Absolutely.
That's Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker joining us here on the program. And, of course, that meeting coming up tonight here at Coffeyville City Hall, 6:30. More on the way here on the Mighty 690.